Welcome to Cook 30. I'm Jeremy Dixon from the Revive Cafes in Auckland, New Zealand, and also author of the Revive Cafe Cookbooks. And today, I'm going to share with you a delicious cafe-style meal that you and your family are going to love. Cook 30 food is all about using whole grains, plant-based proteins, fresh fruit and vegetables, and wrapping it up with delicious herbs and spices. And the best part? You do not have to spend hours slaving away in the kitchen. I'm going to show you how you can make a delicious meal in just 30 minutes. On the menu today we have Italian. Mamma mia! We're going to start with an amazing chunky Italian tomato sauce that you're going to make time and time again. We're going to serve this on whole grain pasta. We also have an Italian chickpea salad, which is a favourite one at my cafes, and a nice leafy fresh green salad. And to finish off, a really, really quick and delicious pear and apple crumble. Okay, let's get started. But before we do, we've got to be a bit organised. We've got a nice clear bench. We've got the pot ready on the stove. We've got water boiled in the jug. The oven's on. We've got a sharp knife and a good chopping board, and we're ready to go. 30-minute meals don't happen by themselves. You've got to be prepared. So to start with, we're going to start with a tomato sauce. We're going to start with a nice onion. I usually use brown or sweet onions, but a red onion's nice to throw in occasionally. So we want to basically start with a red onion, a nice big one. We want about 1.5 cups total. Now this pasta sauce is a little chunky, so we're going to be cutting the onion, you know, probably about, what's that, 1/2 inch, about 2 centimetres wide. So we've got a few kind of different textures happening in there, so we're not going to go too fine with this. It'll still be nice and kind of mushy by the time it's all cooked through. It just makes it a little interesting. So we're going to put a little bit of oil in. We only need a couple of teaspoons of oil, no deep frying here. Fire the onion in. I love that sizzle. It means the meal has commenced. So we're going to give it a bit of a stir around. So this tomato sauce is all about two things, basically onions, and the second secret ingredient to making a really, really nice pasta sauce is lots of garlic. So we're going to be using 6 cloves of garlic. Normally I probably only use 2 cloves of garlic in this kind of dish, but we're going to go for 6 today, and this will just absolutely make this amazing. So with the garlic press, just put two cloves in, feed it through, skin and all. So we've got 6, so we'll do this 3 times. I'll just take some of the skin out to make it easier. Another 2. Squash it in. You can also just chop it up fine if you want. But never, never, never use that kind of packaged paste garlic you find in the supermarkets. It'll just totally ruin this dish. And I think it must be a food crime in Italy if you do use it. So you must use fresh garlic. It's really inexpensive. And it only takes a few seconds to squeeze some out of the garlic press. So let's turn this up a little. Now we don't want the garlic to burn at all, we just want it to lightly sauté with the onion. So I'm just going to turn it reasonably low. Oh, the onions are making me cry, they're that fresh. We're also going to add a few mixed herbs. Just the basic mixed herbs, Italian seasoning, there's lots of different ones you can buy. And they're just a combination of dried basil, marjoram, rosemary, thyme, oregano, sage, just the basic stuff. So we want about a teaspoon of that in there. This is probably not 100% Italian using dried herbs, but it just gives a nice kind of hum of background herby flavours. So we'll stir that in. And again, make sure you keep it reasonably low. We don't want everything to be burning. It's just lightly sautéing. We've got 30 minutes for the sauce, so we're going to use every bit of it. So it just cooks slowly. So we'll just actually turn that down a little bit more. Oops, wrong one. That's the right one. There we go. I'm notorious for burning things. I get distracted very easily, so I've got to be very careful. So that is the tomato sauce underway. So the next job we're going to get onto is the pear and apple crumble. And this is just so quick, you will not believe it. So we're going to start with a nice dish like this, nothing too big. And we're just going to put in some, this is apple sauce, or you can get canned apple that's kind of all crushed. So we're just going to pour it in there. You can get many different varieties. You can also get sometimes sliced apple as well to put in. We've just got some pear halves here. I'm just going to throw these in as well. Open the can. And just drain the juice. Make sure you try and get ones that are light syrup or ones that are just in fruit juice. Don't want to be adding too much sugar. Just going to throw them in there like that. And just going to put them around a bit. I'm just going to chop them up a little bit. And I'm going to use another knife because we don't want garlic in the crumble. It's a bit of a bad look when you go into this beautiful sweet dish and you've got some garlicky kind of flavours coming through. And if we use the garlic knife, that would come through. Garlic is a very, very strong flavour. So I'm just going to chop these up. They're quite big pears. Well, I'm doing this in America where everything is big and large, so there we go. And just going to flavour it a bit. We're going to use probably about a quarter of a teaspoon of nutmeg and about half a teaspoon of cinnamon. It's a little bit more cinnamon. Nutmeg's quite a strong flavour, so you don't want to use too much and overpower things. I'm just going to give that just a quick stir through just to kind of let it all mingle together. Keep things kind of rustic. Everything doesn't have to be perfect and done well. You want to just keep everything kind of just random and chunky. It's really interesting when you're eating things to kind of get a bit of pear, then a bit of apple. So don't be scared of doing everything not perfectly. And the topping, I've just got a really nice natural muesli, a granola, and just going to just sprinkle this over like this. Traditionally, you can make your own kind of muesli mix, but we want to make this really quickly, so we don't have time to kind of mix things up and put it in the oven and make our own muesli this time. So make sure you find one that's, do you know the health stores have a better range, but ones that are more natural and not full of sugar, not full of preservatives and all that type of thing. So find a nice natural granola or muesli. And that's pretty much it. So we just put that in the oven, take probably about 20-25 minutes, and we'll get it out near the end. You may want to check it halfway through that it's not burning, and a little bit of spray of some kind of oil spray over it might just help stop it burning. So just check it to make sure it doesn't burn. So we'll put this in the oven. So that's in at 180 degrees Celsius, which is about 350 Fahrenheit. Okay, how are these guys going? Whoops, a little burning on the bottom, but not too bad. We're going to keep that sauteing a bit more. You really want these tomatoes, these onions, see they're kind of still a little bit kind of chunky and solid. It's really important that they are nice and soft before you add the next things. And that's when all the sweetness comes out, when the onions get soft. So we'll come back to those shortly and add tomatoes. Okay, now it's time to get the pasta on. I've got some nice whole wheat pasta here. The trouble with pasta is that most of it, probably 95 to 99% of it you'll find at the supermarket, is all made of white flour. But you can get some really lovely whole grain pastas. This is a fusilli, which is my favourite, which is a spiral pasta. So make sure you go for whole grain. Most supermarkets have it and they're really, really good. So we're going to use about, we're going to just turn on the heat. The trick with pasta is you want lots and lots of boiling water before you start. So make sure you turn on the gas. We've got boiling water straight in here. And we're going to fire in the pasta. So we're going to put in about probably 1.5 cups. And that'll, basically, you can leave the lid off for this because you want it to be boiling. And pasta as a rule, everyone's different. You kind of want to look at the packet directions. But probably around about 8 minutes is your general average pasta time. Some more, some less, but that's kind of a good starting point for your pastas. So that is underway and we'll keep that bubbling away. Make sure you come back to check it because it can go overcooked. So you want it al dente, which is when you bite it, it's cooked but it's still firm. Once it goes past that point, it becomes mushy, which is not fun and Italians probably wouldn't like that. Just give this a little stir. I think this is looking better now. Look at that. We'll come back to that shortly. No, we'll put that in there actually. So we're going to add tomatoes. Given it's tomato sauce, that's obviously a really important ingredient. And we've got, going to use two small cans or one can of crushed tomatoes. And obviously try and get ones that are genuine tomatoes, not full of sugar and flavourings and things. We're just going to add that to the mixture there. Let's turn up the heat a little bit. And now we've got some, I'm going to use some honey for sweetener. When using tomatoes, they're a little bit kind of acidic, so you need a little bit of sweetness just to kind of just take the edge off that. So usually about a tablespoon of honey, which is my favourite sweetener. Tomato paste, which is basically just the same stuff we put in there, but it has got less water in it. So it just adds a nice thickness and just adds a deeper kind of tomato flavour, which is really nice. So we're going to add 4 tablespoons, which is quite a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4. So you can see all that, all these great things we're putting in are just going to be really, really flavoursome. I'm going to put in a little bit of salt, probably about 1/2 teaspoon. And that's all the ingredients for our lovely pasta sauce. You can make it with whole tomatoes if you want, but you know, the canned varieties these days are excellent. So that's going to probably take around about the next 15 to 20 minutes just to mingle around and simmer. It'll probably start getting thicker as the water starts evaporating off, and we'll just end up with a really beautiful depth of flavour that makes a really nice Italian sauce. And you can use it not just on pasta. This sauce is universal. At my cafes, we use this for our lasagnas. We use it for other dishes as well, so you can use it for lots of things, or pizzas. You don't just need to use it just on pasta, so it's a really good universal thing. So we're just going to leave that there just to simmer. Keep an eye that it doesn't burn, so when it starts bubbling, we'll turn it down. Now, the chickpea salad. This is an excellent salad. I'll just grab a bowl we're going to mix it in, or actually a plate. This is a really good favourite at my cafes. There's 2 chickpea salads we do at Revive that are really popular. There's a Moroccan chickpea, which is kind of a turmeric-y, cumin-y, sultana-y, Middle Eastern kind of style of chickpea salad. And there's this one, which is like your Italian one, which is using lovely Italian ingredients. So we'll start off with chickpeas, obviously. So you can, the best way is obviously to make your own chickpeas, but for convenience, nothing beats canned chickpeas. So we'll start with 2 of these cans. I'll just drain all the liquid off them. I'm just going to start putting it on this plate. So we could mix it in a bowl, but you know, if you mix it on a plate, it just saves another dish, and you can actually mix it quite well. Okay, this guy here is starting to bubble, so I'm just going to turn it down so it's nice and low, and that's just going to start to, those flavours are just going to start to cook. So we're going to add some colour, of course. So I'm going to use 1/2 green capsicum and 1/2 red capsicum or bell pepper, alternative names. And just going to cut them really nice and fine. So just going to make it nice and fine, so cut your strips and then dice it. Now, one of the health principles I promote in my cafes and books is the New Start philosophy, which is basically the 8 kind of fundamental things you want to do to be really, really healthy. And the first one for that is nutrition. And having healthy food makes a big difference in your life. And the number of letters and contacts I get from people that tell me how their lives get changed with healthy food is just amazing. The next one is E, is exercise. And that goes along with it as well, just getting so much more oxygen in your blood. Exercising your muscles keeps you healthy as well. Next one's water. You want to make sure you're drinking 2 litres of water a day. Just that single fact alone, people switching from soft drink to water can have huge impacts on your health. Next one is S, sunshine. So you want to get sunshine, which is important. T is for temperance, which is avoiding all the nasty things like, you know, drugs, alcohol, tobacco. Your life is and your body is so much better off without those things. Next one's air. Make sure you live in a place that doesn't have polluted air, and just breathe really, really deeply. I actually had a friend once who went to the doctor because he couldn't breathe. He just didn't have enough. He found it difficult breathing and had this kind of a really hard time. And the doctor ended up giving these asthma drugs to him. So basically, he took these drugs. He thought he had asthma. And then a couple months later, nothing wasn't working. So he went to another doctor. And the doctor looked at him and goes, "You're not breathing properly." And he just started to breathe deeply from his stomach. And overnight, his asthma symptoms went, just because he breathed properly. So just make sure you breathe deeply, breathe through your stomach, and that could be, you know, the result of many people's illnesses, just that simple act of breathing properly, and that cured him overnight, much better than the incorrectly prescribed asthma drugs did. So air is really important. Rest is important. We all know we need 7 to 8 hours of rest a night. We all know how grumpy and how inefficient we are if we don't get rest, so make sure you get good quality sleep. And the last one is T, trust in God. If you've got a good relationship, a good spiritual focus in your life, everything else just works out. So that's the New Start philosophy we promote at Revive, and it's just a really great way of living your life. It's not just about food. Food's important, but doing these other things, it makes a big, big difference. And give them a go, and you'll be surprised what a difference it can make. Alrighty, back to the salad. That's my little health talk for the day. We're going to throw on some sun-dried tomatoes. Now, I know we have tomatoes in the sauce, but sun-dried tomatoes have kind of a bit of a different flavour. So I'm going to get about 8 sun-dried tomatoes. I'm just going to slice them. You can just buy them in jars. Now, these ones come in oil, so I might just get the... we don't want too much oil. I'm just going to get some paper towels and just going to just dab these just to get some of the oil off. Just to... we don't want things too oily. I'm trying to make healthy salads here. So that'll get some of the oil off. Throw those on there, like that. What's next? Olives, of course. Olives are very Mediterranean and Italian. Hard to get the lid off when you've got slimy fingers. So I'll just drain some of this juice out. Now I'm using Kalamata olives. They're the best olives you can use. And I quite like getting them when they're actually pitted, where there's no stone inside. It's probably not traditional Italian. I think traditional Italians would like the stone inside, but the last thing I want to find is to be crunching on an olive stone. So I like using the ones that are pre-pitted. You can use black olives or other olives if you want. So there's our very colourful salad. I'm just going to make a quick dressing. Just give this little guy a little bit of a stir. Pasta's bubbling nicely over there. And we're just going to make a very simple dressing with a tablespoon of honey. Just going to juice up a lemon, which in the lemon squeezer, which is located in this drawer. And you generally get about a tablespoon of lemon juice out of half a lemon. Although, as you probably know, every lemon is different. So I'm going to squeeze it through my fingers. Pull through my fingers to get rid of the pips. Hooray, none made it through this time. And we're just going to put a tablespoon of olive oil and probably about 1/8 teaspoon of salt. And we're just going to stir that around. The honey just needs to kind of mingle with everything. This is just like it's a really simple kind of alternative to a vinaigrette that will just bring all these wonderful flavours together. Pour it over. There we go. Just give it a bit of a mix through. And that's a really just lovely simple salad you can make in a couple of minutes. And before we serve it, we're going to throw some Italian parsley over it. But I'll leave that till the end because the parsley can sometimes go a little bit dry. If you've just joined us on Cook 30, we are cooking an Italian meal. We have a chunky Italian tomato sauce served on whole grain pasta. We have an Italian chickpea salad, which is a very popular salad at my cafes, and a leafy green salad. And to finish off, a pear an apple crumble that just smells so good. Okay, let's get on with some of the next things. We're going to be doing a salad, just a simple leafy green salad to just have something fresh for this meal. So we've just got a nice blend of, you can get these really nice lettuce mixes at the supermarket full of different baby spinach, and I think these are beetroot leaves and different leaves you probably never know how to pronounce. So we're just going to start with some of these. Some of them are a little bit dry, so just a little bit of water sprinkled over them. A little bit of cold water just brings them, just gives that little bit of life to them, that kind of just makes them sparkle and say, I'm alive. So make sure you just give it a bit of water up there. So we don't need much, we just need probably two little handfuls, just like that. And we're just going to chuck on some random ingredients. So there's some nice asparagus at the moment. So I've found some of this. So we're just going to, with asparagus, you just want to break the ends off, and that kind of breaks the woody part off from the soft part. So we get rid of that. And we're just going to just slice it diagonally. And with these kind of salads, there's no rules except one. And it's just all about colour. So you want to have lots of different colours. So we've got red capsicum, half a red capsicum. Just get the insides out. And we're just going to slice it long ways, as thin as you can. So it really helps to have a really good knife. Many people end up buying $10 knives, and in their cupboards, how I used to be, you end up with 15 $10 knives that are just blunt and don't work. But it's much better to go out and get a good $150 knife, a good chef's knife, keep it sharp, and it will last your entire life. And it's going to make cooking far more enjoyable. I'm going to sprinkle this. So make sure you invest in a good knife. It's a very good investment, and long term it actually saves you money. So just one nice knife like this. So this is the 20 centimetre, which is, how many inches is that? It's probably about 8 inches or something like that. A good 8-inch, 20 centimetre cook's knife is just perfect for pretty much most applications in the kitchen. And if it's nice and sharp, then you're going to be able to cut tomatoes and everything with it as well. You don't need just an extra serrated knife. Carrot, we're just going to do a carrot, so I'm going to peel this carrot. Bit of orange colour. And I'm just going to use peelings from this one just to make it interesting. So we're just going to just peel the carrot. Make sure you go all the way down to the bottom. And this will become our ingredient. So it just gives some nice, interesting textures. So we're not chopping every vegetable the same. We're keeping them nice and different. There we go. Just basically, just look at those lovely carrot ribbons. And again, when you're doing salads, we're not pushing things down, we're just dropping things delicately. We'll throw a bit of cucumber in. This is a telegraph cucumber. I'll just give it a bit of a wash. And we're just going to cut it in half, and we're going to cut it into half moons, but we're going to go diagonally. So when you're thinking cutting, think different angles, different shapes, and this just gives a nice different, get the end off there, different kind of shape. So it's nice when you're having a salad, you've got all these different shapes around your mouth when you're chewing. It just makes life far more interesting. And to finish off, we're just going to do an avocado. Who doesn't love avocado? No one's ever going to complain if you put a bit of avocado in a salad. Unless you don't like avocado, of course. So just half an avocado, we'll just chop this up, put it on top. Just roughly dice it. That, and to dress it, all I'm going to do is just, we've got a kind of a dressing on the other salad, so I'm just going to put a little squeeze of lemon juice just to finish it off, and naughty onion, naughty pit come in there, see, there we go, and that's just a nice simple salad that we can use to go with this meal. Okay, the pasta, let's have a look at this. I think this is ready, so make sure you want to taste it, you want to just put it in your mouth and nice and firm and soft. So I'm just going to bring it over here, throw it through a colander. You want to make sure you get all the water out. Nothing worse than having pasta and there's like drips of water coming through. So give it a really, really, really good shake to get as much of it as you possibly can. Okay, we're just going to add just a little bit of olive oil. Just to make it just a little bit special. Just a pinch of salt. And we'll just chop up some Italian parsley. Seeing as we're doing an Italian dish, this is the most appropriate parsley to have. So not too fine, just nice big chunky bits. Just to give it a bit of extra something special there. And this will be the base for the pasta, like that. And we'll just throw this over the top as well. And this is our lovely Italian pasta with this beautiful sauce that you'll want to make every time you have Italian. So this is a great finish. Look at that. This crumble smells amazing. I know this is going to taste really, really good. I hope you've enjoyed this Italian meal and are going to try it yourself at home sometime. Thank you for joining me today on Cook 30, and I look forward to seeing you next time.